Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wrestling Chat Radio. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of Wrestle Chat Radio's weekly wrap-up. This week, of course, it will be our Royal Rumble prediction show. Marcus King coming to you live from the SBTV studios right here in New York. And for the next 90 minutes, we will be discussing tomorrow's big Royal Rumble premium live event at 347-215-8486. 347-215-8486 if you'd like to get in on the conversation. Of course, as always, you can hit us up in the chat room, and we'll take your questions, your comments, and your opinions there as well. Fair warning, folks. The first portion of this show is not going to be dealing with the Royal Rumble. It's going to be dealing with these allegations that have recently surfaced. Again, on Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis, and some other people. And some of it is going to contain some graphic content. So if you are easily offended or not of age, you may not want to listen to the first portion of this show. We'll invite you back in about 15 or 20 minutes, and we'll get into the Royal Rumble predictions, but this is extremely important news, and I have no doubt that my take on this is going to end up being controversial, and I'm going to get a ton of hate mail for it, but all I ask is that you hear me out. So the allegations have now surfaced that Vince McMahon had an affair with an employee, and it turned into basically having her used by other employees, including John Laurinaitis, some very violent and disturbing emails about things, sexual things, basically some degrading and humiliating acts that she was, quote-unquote, forced to do. And they range from, the charges range basically from sexual abuse to sex trafficking. And the reason for the sex trafficking charge is that if you take someone and basically pawn them off on other people or whatever, then that's sex trafficking. And that's what she's claiming has happened here. Now, let me say this. I'm not going to condone anything, because I don't know what happened. And nobody else does either, with the exception of Vince McMahon, the woman involved, whose name I'm not going to mention, and a couple other people, maybe, that are involved in this. But I want to caution people about something, because there's some red flags here. This is the same person that filed the sexual allegations against Vince McMahon before and signed an NDA agreement for $3 million. Now, when you sign an NDA agreement, that is a non-disclosure agreement, and that is supposed to be the end of it. You agree to take money in compensation for never talking about the case again and never bringing it up again, period. Now, her allegations are, You offered me $3 million and I signed the contract, the NDA. But you only paid me $1 million so far, so I want that null and voided, and I now want to sue for more than $3 million. And I'm going to say all these other horrible things you did, so I am going to talk about it. So, before I get into what I think, I want you to understand something very clearly. What I'm about to say is not misogynistic. As a matter of fact, it's the exact opposite of misogynistic. Because everyone out there saying, this poor woman, she had no job, she was destitute and on the street, a person that Vince McMahon knew introduced her to him, and he suckered her in, and then because she couldn't afford not to lose her job, she did everything Vince McMahon wanted. Do you honestly think that the WWE would hire someone who couldn't get a job at a Walmart? Do you honestly think that this person was walking around saying, I'm basically homeless, I have no skills, Walmart won't hire me, nobody else will hire me, maybe the WWE will hire me, and Vince McMahon said, yeah, okay, that's who we're looking for, somebody with no skills, nothing to offer the company. That didn't happen, folks. She clearly could have gotten a job. She wanted a very, very, very high-paying job. And she got the high-paying job and immediately began an affair with Vince McMahon, a consensual affair with Vince McMahon with the full knowledge that he's a married man. Full knowledge that he's a married man. Now, we know because she said we went out to dinners, we went out to fancy places and everything like that in her first allegations. Linda found out. Linda McMahon found out, was furious with Vince. Vince fired her, and all of a sudden it's sexual assault. But it wasn't sexual assault all the time. She was thinking, I may end up with a very large chunk of Vince McMahon's money. Now, in order for me to believe that this woman was sex trafficked, you would have to believe that Vince McMahon said, now that I have you as my employee, I have full power over you. You'll do what I say or you'll be fired, and you're going to sleep with John Laurinaitis, and you're going to send horrible pictures of you doing degrading things to Brock Lesnar, and I'm going to have you sleep with whoever I want to and pass around nude pictures. Oh, how do you get nude pictures if you didn't post for them? And I'm going to do all of these things because you're just an innocent child. And you can't afford to lose your job. Well, that's easy to say. But let me tell you a story. I recently read an article about a 15-year-old boy who was sexually or attempted to be sexually assaulted in school by his teacher. Teacher told him he had to stay after. He wanted to discuss his future plans with him. And at some point in time, he reached over and grabbed his behind. When the kid objected, he said, I was reaching for something and I accidentally grabbed you. I'm sorry. But then the kid stayed, gave him the benefit of the doubt, and he made a flat-out pass at the kid. Kid's 15. Teacher's in his 30s. Kid says, I pushed him away and said, hey, go fuck yourself, and immediately went to the principal, who had the teacher fired. So am I misogynistic for daring to think that this woman may have willingly went along with all of this stuff? Or are you misogynistic for thinking she's not as smart, as bright, and courageous as a 15-year-old boy? That's a real question. Because I have news. If Vince McMahon had hired me and I was a female, and even if I was so unmoralistic that I didn't care I was having an affair with him while he was clearly married, and then he began to tell me, well, as a part of our little relationship, I want you to do this with this person, and I want you to engage in these degrading things and these violent sexual things, that I wouldn't say, go fuck yourself. Your job is not worth this. I'm not doing that. What do you think I am, a whore? I'm out of here. And not only am I out of here, I'm out of here, and I'm reporting this. Boy, she sure did find a way to report it afterwards, didn't she? She sure wasn't shy about running to the press after she was fired, was she? Found the voice and the courage to speak up afterwards, correct? Couldn't do it then, though. Couldn't do it then because the money was rolling in. Now, I don't know if anyone listening understands what I'm about to say. I'm going to make it, I'm going to try to put it in as clean a terms as I can. There are both men and women who engage in very bizarre, kinky, fetish, sexual activities. Some of them involving pain, some of them involving sleeping with other people, some of them involving degrading and humiliating things, some of them involving complete verbal and physical humiliation. And they enjoy it, both of them. I don't know if this woman enjoyed it or if Vince McMahon enjoys that kind of thing. I do know this. Until someone shows me that this woman said, I absolutely refuse to do any of this, and Vince McMahon said, if you don't, I will fire you, I don't consider it sexual abuse. It's the equivalent of having a hooker say I was raped because the check bounced. Now, I'm not casting dispersions on this woman. I don't know. But unless she has the mental capacity of an 8-year-old, don't treat her like an 8-year-old. If this was a 12-year-old girl, I would say, oh, my God, put him in jail. This is a grown woman in her 40s who you're going to sit here and tell me didn't have the ability to look Vince McMahon in the eye and say, I ain't doing any of that. I'm not rich, but I'll tell you this. If somebody was giving me a job where I was making $500,000 to $800,000 a year, and they said the only way you can keep this job is to send nude pictures of yourself to someone and sleep with this employee and do this to this employee, I'd say you can take your job and shove it square up your ass because I will eat pork and beans out of it in my life before I become your whore. How come she couldn't? How come she couldn't do that? Has she no willpower? Has she no morals? Why are you treating her like she's a child? She's not a child. She's a woman who got into this company and willfully and knowingly got into an affair with a married man with the actual intent to probably become the next Mrs. McMahon. And when that did not work out, then all of a sudden it was, well, he tried to pass me off on other people. Yeah, you know, there are people who do that. They're called swingers. They enjoy watching their partner with somebody else or switching partners or whatever. That people do that. But let's just take it one step at a time. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that I'm right. And she engaged in all of this stuff willingly, saying this is kind of kinky and kind of fun. He's ordering me. He's my master, and I'm his slave. And I have to go sleep with John Laurinaitis. I have to send a nude picture to this person. And it's part of the games we play, the kinky fetish games we play. And then she gets pissed off because Vince McMahon says, my marriage is more important than your employment. I'm terminating your employment to save my marriage. And says, oh, really? Well, then I'm going to say all of these things that you, excuse me, that you made me do. And boy, is that going to make you look like a perverted old bastard preying on a poor, helpless woman. When in reality, they were just engaging in kinky sexual fetish stuff, willingly. Has she ever said, I didn't engage in a willing and consensual affair with Vince McMahon? No. She never said that. Has she ever said, I was held down against my will and forcibly subjected to things? No. She's never said that. What she said is, well, he told me I had to go sleep with this person. No, you know, that's not the way it works. You're not a slave and you're not four. Let's say you're a male out there, and let's say you start a job, and immediately you start sleeping with the female who runs the place, knowing full well she has a husband. And you're like, I don't care. I don't care that she has a husband. Screw the husband. I'm having fun. and you engage in all sorts of kinky stuff, and then it gets real kinky. And you say, yeah, I don't think I want to do that. And they say, well, you better do it, because if you don't do it, you're fired. Are you going to do it? Or are you going to say, well, then I guess I'm fired. And screw you. I'll just go to the press and, you know, tell them I had an affair with you. You see, you're saying she has none of the power. I'm telling you she had all the power. She had all the power because she knew Vince McMahon was having an affair and could have blown the whistle. She had all the power until that power was taken away and Linda McMahon found out. As soon as Linda McMahon found out, there goes her power. Until then, she could have blackmailed Vince McMahon. She didn't do it, though, did she? Instead, she waited until Linda McMahon found out and Vince McMahon terminated her employment. Then she willingly signed an NDA and said, I am going to accept $3 million and never talk about this again. And then because only $1 million came through so far, says, well, I want this wiped. I want this null and voided, and I'm going to sue for way, way more. Coincidentally, just a few days after, the WWE signs a contract with Netflix for billions of dollars. So I'm going to ask you all, is it remotely possible that this woman is a gold digger? Is it remotely possible that this woman willingly engaged in all of this kinky fetish activity and then realized I can make big money off this? He fired me. I'm not going to be the next Mrs. McMahon, so screw him. Now he's going to pay me up the nose, the old bastard. I pretended to like him. I went along with his stupid fetish games because I thought in the end there was going to be a big jackpot bonanza for me. But if there's not going to be a big jackpot bonanza for me, I'm going to point the finger. This is exactly what's happening in Hollywood. I love some of these actresses. Well, this director called me into his suite and said, if I want the film, I'm going to have to do these things with him. And I didn't want to. And then he put something in my drink and forced me to, and I couldn't really move. And then I went back a week later, and he did the same thing. And then 2 weeks later, I went back to read for a part, and he did the same thing. And then one day, we were out to dinner, and afterwards, he did the same thing in the car. Why are you with him? Did you not learn from the first time? If somebody puts a drug in my drink and rapes me, then when I wake up from my stupor, I'm going to the police. I'm not going back. Would you hear one allegation if this woman was still working? One. I'm tired of people treating women like they're children, and if you want to treat them like adults, you're the misogynist. What was to stop her ass from saying, you old bastard, if you think I'm doing any of these things for your money, you can kiss my ass. And I'm out of here, and I'm going straight to the press and telling them not only are you a pervert, not only do you treat women like prostitutes, but we were having an affair. What stopped her from doing that? She found the press quick enough afterwards, didn't she? I believe Vince McMahon told her to do all that stuff. And if you hate Vince McMahon for it, great. Here's my suggestion. Don't ever listen to rock music again, and don't ever watch a movie. Because every rock star, same thing, right? You'll hear rock star tales about rock stars who are literally pointing at girls in the audience who have guys on their arm, telling the roadies, tell those girls to come backstage. If those girls leave their boyfriend that night and come backstage to have a romp with their favorite rock star, is it the rock star forcing them, or is it the girl willingly going? If you're the boyfriend and your girl ditches you at a concert to sleep with a rock star, are you blaming the rock star, or are you blaming your girlfriend? Oh, she's just an innocent girl, and she was led astray by this horrible man who has so much power over her. What power? What power? No one has any power over you. Stop treating women like they're children. Oh, she's just a poor, innocent woman. She didn't know any better. She was just doing all the things that the man told her to do because she's such a subservient little woman who don't know any better. That's misogynistic. You know what isn't misogynistic? To expect that woman to have a little bit of morals and say, I ain't doing any of that for your money. How about that? I'm tired of this now. I feel sympathy for anyone who is actually sexually abused, but I'm getting tired of people claiming they were sexually abused when they weren't, because you know what that does? Doubt on everybody. And I'm tired of it. She was accepting a big fat paycheck. She was accepting the job. She was going out to dinner with him. She was hanging on his arm. And she probably was willingly engaging in some very kinky fetish sexual things. And boy, does it sound bad. You know, David Lee Roth from Van Halen once made a comment, I've slept with 10,000 girls. And 75% of them are under the age of 16. Okay, so he's a pedophile, I guess, right? So why are you listening to Van Halen? Presley married a 13-year-old girl. I guess he's a pedophile. Why are you listening? Why are you listening to Elvis? All of these rock stars are taking advantage of these poor women who come half-dressed to a concert and willingly throw themselves at the feet of roadies saying, I'll sleep with you if you let me backstage. If you let me backstage, I'll willingly have oral sex with you. Oh, but they're just poor, misguided souls. You can't expect women to have a mind of their own. They're just women, right? You're the misogynist. She knew exactly what she was doing. She was playing a game she lost, and now she's mad because she lost. And now she wants to go back on a deal she willingly made to sue for more money because she said, oh, my God, how much money did they get from Netflix? $3 million wasn't enough. I need more money. If you were really traumatized, I wouldn't want their money. I'd say the last thing I want in my life is to think that everything I buy, everything I own, everything I have comes from the person who did this to me. That would be a constant reminder to me of what happened to me. So I don't want any of their money. I want them to go to jail. This is exactly my reason why I never thought Michael Jackson was guilty. If my child was molested by Michael Jackson, and I could prove it, and Michael Jackson said, I'll give you $1 million, $2 million, $6 million, $10 million, I would say, you can't give me enough money. There is no amount of money that is going to make me accept the fact that what you did was normal. You're going to jail. So I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it with the men. I'm tired of it with the woman. If you were a victim of actual sexual abuse, I feel terrible for you, and the person who did it should go to prison. But if you say, oh, I'll sleep with you for a part in a movie, I'll sleep with you 10 times for a part in a movie. And then they say, I'm sorry, honey, you didn't get the part. Oh, well, then I was raped. No, you weren't. Sorry. You prostituted yourself for what you thought was going to be an advancement in your career, and it fell through. You made a calculated risk, and it failed. That does not make you an innocent, poor victim at all. Sorry. And once again, the last thing I'm going to say about this is this. If this woman was so badly treated as she's claiming in some of these things, if you go read some of these allegations, they're pretty bad. Was there anybody chaining her to the desk saying stay? Nobody's going to make me do any of those things against my will. Nobody. I don't care how much money they're giving me. And if I say, well, for that much money, I'll do it, well, then I made a business decision. Right? Let's say there's some woman who I find horribly unattractive. And they say, would you sleep with her for $1 million? Nah. $2 million? Nah. $5 million? Sure, why not? $5 million? And then I sleep with her for $5 million, and they only give me $3 million, and I say, oh, I was raped. No, I wasn't. I was cheated out of some money. I made a business deal, and you didn't hold up your end of the bargain, but I was not sexually assaulted. I made a business decision. Sorry. If you want to treat women like women and like we treat everyone, stop treating them like they're five-year-olds who need your protection because they're just too dumb to understand. They don't know what they're doing. The poor woman was so overwhelmed by this man, she had to go along with everything he said. I don't buy a word of it. I know how the game's played. I've been in the music business for a long time. I've seen a lot. And I've seen women who literally bring their own hotel key, pay for the room, sleep with the guy, with their friends, videotape it so they got evidence that I slept with a rock star, and then 5 years from now, when they're flat broke, say, yeah, I was raped. I need some money, or I'm going to put that tape out and ruin your career. Is that an innocent victim? Do you think that's a victim? Do you think that's a blackmailer? Call it like you see it, folks. You want equality? This is equality. A woman has every bit as much morals, heart, bravery, and courage as a man. So if a man tries to force her to do something against her will without physical abuse, of course, if a man says to a woman, you are going to do this or you're going to lose your job, the woman can simply say, fuck you. Just like the 15-year-old boy did in junior high school when he told his teacher to go fuck himself when he tried to touch him. Are you telling me that a mature woman does not have the courage and the intelligence of a 15-year-old boy? Now people will say, did Vince really do anything wrong? Did John Laurinaitis do anything wrong? Maybe Brock Lesnar, whoever they were saying, took part in some of this? I don't know. If you call being a little bit perverted wrong, I guess they did. But at the end of the day, you want to talk about what all these rock stars get up to with women and groupies and things? You want me to get into some of that? You want me to get into what I know for sure happened in the ECW parties in hotel rooms? You want me to get into it? Because I can get into it. I don't want to spill any names out, and I don't want to say anything that's going to endanger anybody, but I got a news flash for you. I've seen things that would make your hair stand up on end in an ECW hotel room with groupies. Nobody's saying anything. It's only Vince McMahon. It's only Vince McMahon. Because you see, if you're an ECW guy, and you really never went on to a big career, you ain't got no money. What money are they going to sue you for? Oh, I went to a party at an ECW hotel, and the drugs were flying around like M&Ms, and I passed out, and every single guy on the friggin' roster took turns banging me in the tub to the point where they thought I was dead. And were making plans to bury me. But what am I going to sue him for? None of them are rich. Oh, but Vince McMahon. We could sue him. If this goes through, then every groupie can sue a rock star because they can simply say, well, I went backstage and all I thought I was going to get was an autograph. All I wanted to do was take a selfie with him. Yes, it's true. I had cocaine on me. Yes, it's true. We ended up snorting more than 50 people would be able to handle. Yes, it's true that I decided I was going to take off all my clothes and dance for them. But I didn't mean I wanted anything sexual to happen. I just wanted a selfie. I'm just a poor innocent girl, don't you see? Stop it already. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. She got in there with a full intention of getting as much money out of Vince McMahon as she could, and if that meant dancing to his tune, she did it. And Vince McMahon got power mad and said, I finally found a girl who'll do anything. She's so kinky. I ask her to do anything, and she'll do it. Go read the Boomtown Rats. You know who the Boomtown Rats are? You might know who Bob Geldof is. Bob Geldof was the guy who actually envisioned and came up with Live Aid. You know, that the biggest charitable thing ever. Mr. I'm the most charitable person in the world. Go read his biography, where he said we'd go down to Mexico on tour, and we'd get the prostitutes to do horrible, degrading things just to see how bad they want the money. We would literally ask them, will you do this? Will you do that? Will you do this? Just for our own amusement, because we could. All the prostitute had to say is, no, I will not do that. Right? So when you read all these horrible details of things that they made prostitutes in Mexico do, remember this. All the prostitute in Mexico had to say was, yeah, I don't do that. Sorry, I don't do that. Oh, but they so desperately need the money, then get a job. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the people acting like women are little children when they're not. They have the ability to rationalize for themselves, and they have an ability to understand they can say no. If somebody forces them, that's when it becomes sexual abuse. Now, if Bob Geldof and crew said, these prostitutes said no, and we said, well, we're rock stars, nothing's going to happen to us, we're just going to make you do it, that's different. That's a whole different ballgame. Then you're actually talking about sexual abuse and rape. But you can't say, well, you unload this whole truck of potatoes for me for $100? Hell no. $1,000? Yeah, sure. And then you unload the whole truck full of potatoes and say, well, I was treated like a slave. They forced me to unload a whole truckload full of potatoes by myself. And I didn't know what I was going to do. And now I'm sore and I hurt and I need a doctor. And I just feel terrible. How greedy are they? No, you made a decision. And if it didn't work out for you, tough shit. You could have said no. At any time during any of this, this woman could have simply said one word, no. What are you going to do, fire me? Fire me, I'll go to the police, right? Fire me, I'll go to the press, right? Who had the power here? Vince McMahon didn't want any of this to come out. So if he'd have went to her and said, you're fired, and she said, well, you better think twice about that, my friend, because if I'm fired, I'm going to go to the world about this. See, she couldn't. You know why she couldn't? Because Linda had already found out. The power was gone. The power she had was, I'll tell your wife. But that was no longer a viable option. His wife already knew. So then she had to say, well, I was forced to do things. And now that the $3 million doesn't seem enough, that they've signed a billions of dollar deal, she comes out and says, well, I want more money. I want more money. I want this NDA totally eradicated because he did worse things. And you willingly did it? So he says, send a nude picture of yourself peeing on the carpet to Brock Lesnar. What's to prevent her from saying, yeah, in what world am I going to do that? Sorry. Think again. Right? Or is she just a poor victim who she didn't know any better? Come on, folks. Wake the fuck up. I'm not saying Vince McMahon's a saint. He probably is a perverted old man. But there's no law against being a perverted old man, especially when you run into a woman who's willing to do all this stuff if you give her enough money and power. Happens every day. Anyway, that's my controversial take on it, Mike. Do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've seen – this isn't the first time something like this has happened with this whole NDAA and all that stuff, right? you know?
Yep.
And it's like, you know, think about it. That's basically what President Trump is going through with Stormy Daniels. I mean, it's not a lot of, you know, and E. Jean Carroll as well, you know?
Yep.
So, I mean, think about it. Two basically very powerful guys who have questionable characters, you know, in terms of what they do, how they treat women and stuff like that, you know. I'm not arguing that they don't, both Trump and McMahon. I mean, for God's sake, look at what McMahon made Sable do, you know.
Right. This is not my argument. You know how many rock stars do perverted things? Do you know how many of these rock stars have such ridiculous, kinky sexual fetishes? You know why they do? Because when you're having that much sex, it starts to get boring. You say, well, I've had sex with hundreds of girls, and it's all the same thing. How many positions can you do? How many ways can you do the deed before you finally say, well, let's try this, let's try that, let's try this? It becomes decadent. You become decadent because you've done this so much, and then you want to do this, and then you want to do that, and you want to try this, and you want to try that. You have to have a willing partner. Jim Cornette has openly admitted he likes to watch his wife have sexual relations with other men. Now, let's say he never admitted that, and his wife divorced him and said, Jim Cornette forced me to have sex with other men. Well, forced you how? Well, he told me he'd divorce me if I didn't. Okay, well, then if you don't want to be with a guy like that, you just say, fine, I'll file the divorce papers, because anybody wants me to do that, I don't want to stay married to, right? It's the other side that's misogynistic, because you're just assuming that women are led by the nose by men. They're not. You know how many married couples there are where guys are like, well, my wife won't do this, and she won't do that, and she won't do this. Oh. Okay. Well, I guess your wife found the ability to say no to something, huh? But these women can't. These women just can't. Again, if you drug somebody like Bill Cosby was accused of, where they don't even know what the hell happened to them. If you force somebody with brute strength to do something they don't want to do. If you threaten them with something that they cannot possibly turn down, and I'm not talking about greed. I'm not talking about losing your job. I'm talking about, well, I know that you did something illegal, and I can make that public, and you'll go to prison unless you do this, that, or the other thing. That's all also coercion. If you're in a position of extreme authority or they're underage or something, if you're a police officer and you say, I'm not going to take you to jail if you do this, that, or the other thing, that's all sexual abuse. Losing your job isn't. If tomorrow I got a job and the prerequisite is I have to do all these sexual things, all I have to do is say, I ain't doing any of that. I'll go find a different job. So I'm sorry. I think this is bullshit. And I think that she had really realized, wait a minute, $3 million, that's a drop in the bucket. That old bastard is worth billions at this point. I can suck more money out of him, and I think that's exactly what she's doing, Todd.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Yeah, like you said, this whole thing with Vince McMahon and everything, you know, this sounds like somebody smells like a rat in that, and that rat was probably the female trying to blackmail somebody else for money.
Now, you wait and see. I'm going to get 100 emails saying you're a misogynist, you're a male chauvinist, you hate women, you're condoning rape, you're condoning violence against women. I'm not condoning any of that. Stop it already. Stop trying to muddy up an issue and stop trying to gaslight. I just told you, if someone's an actual victim, I have no sympathy for the person who victimized them. I'm the person who said if you catch somebody molesting a child, you should absolutely 100% should be life in prison, and you probably should be have your genitals cut. So you can never, ever do anything like that again. There's nobody tougher on this stuff than me. But you can't go to the Salem witch trials and say anybody that the two little girls point a finger at is automatically a witch, hang them. Because then you end up hanging innocent people. When the two little girls find we have the power, anybody we don't like or doesn't treat us nice, we'll just point our finger at them. Go do your history. Don't tell me this woman couldn't have walked out of the WWE and said, this perverted old bastard wants me to do what? Kiss my ass. You know how many divas are running around there who would willingly sleep with Vince McMahon to get a spotlight match or to get their career going? A lot of them. A lot of them. How come none of them have really come forward and said, oh, Vince McMahon sexually harassed me? Lana has said, nicest guy ever to me. Many of the other WWE performers have said, very nice to me, very polite, very respectful. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't have a lot of kinky fetishes, but if he ran into a woman who played to them and said, yeah, I'm willing to do this stuff, this sounds like fun, this sounds kinky, this sounds different, we can play master and slave if you want to, and I'll do anything you want me to do, and then turns the tables on him and says, now I'm going to make it look like you made me do it unless you pay me big, big, big money. Sorry, I think that's exactly what's happened in this case. I think it's a shame. Because there are going to be real victims of real sexual abuse who are not going to be believed because of people like this who are trying to extort money. Once again, would you want that money? I know I wouldn't. If I were sexually abused to the point where it became psychologically damaging to me, and someone said, well, they're going to give you a whole bunch of money and you just make it go away, I'd be like, oh, no, I don't want your money. Because every meal that I buy with your money, every item I buy with that money, it's going to remind me of where that money come from, and it come from the person who abused me. I don't want that. I want that person to suffer, not financially, because it's a drop in the bucket to them. I want them to go to prison. You can't buy me. Otherwise, you're just a whore, right? Isn't that right? If I'm sexually abused, I can't even imagine it. But let's just say I go into work and for the WWE and they put something in my drink, and the next thing you know, I've been violated by wrestlers and owners. And they say, well, if you don't say nothing, we'll give you $10 million. And I say, okay. Well, then I'm a prostitute. I'm just a really high-priced one. Otherwise, I'd say, you couldn't give me enough money. I'm going to the police, and you're all going to be arrested. Correct? I know that's controversial, Mike, but that's honestly the way I feel.
That's obviously the way it is. I'll put it to you another way. You know, you talk about all these divas that, you know, they're... Think about it this way. After all he did to Sable, she still went back to work for him.
Of course, and Brock Lesnar too, and that's his wife. It's ridiculous. Anyway, enough of that. Let's get on to the Royal Rumble. I heard now that Brock Lesnar's been disinvited because his name has been mentioned in this thing. Whatever. See how this whole thing can be just blown completely up. We don't even know he's guilty, and he's been disinvited. So terrific. We won't see that now. Let's go to, there's not many matches, so let's go to the United States Championship match, Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens. Normally I would say that Logan Paul will certainly retain. He's a very high-profile guy, and he's bringing eyes to the WWE, and it's good that he has a championship because he probably needs it to be that smug bad guy. It's hard to be smug if all you do is get your ass beat. However, he may have other things he wants to do. Logan Paul is not a full-time WWE wrestler. He's got 1,000 oars in the water. And I don't know whether he's got to be away for months at a time. I don't know. I really don't know. But I have a weird feeling that Kevin Owens may pull this one out. Now, I really don't know who's going to win this. I really think this is a 50-50. I think Kevin Owens could win it. It just really relies upon, is Logan Paul available for the next few months? If Logan Paul's available and it's cleared his schedule, he'll probably win. If he has told the WWE, I'm probably not going to be around until, like, WrestleMania, then he's not going to win. Kevin Owens would be fine as a short-term champion, and it would put some interest in the belt now, because now it would be the heels who would be in contention, not the faces. So I think there is a chance, Mike, that he takes this, but I think this one's really 50-50.
I'm not sure I agree with you there, because earlier today I just saw a clip on YouTube of Logan Paul basically saying he signed a deal that's going to keep him there on a regular basis, not just appearance by appearance, not just appearance here and appearance there. More regular basis where he can do TV, he can do this, he can do that. So, therefore, if that's true, if he's out, and there was a clip of him training at the performance center and running the ropes and all that stuff. So, if that's going to be the case and he signed that contract and he's going to be here, he's winning. So,
I don't doubt that that contract is true. However, when does that contract take effect? In other words, he could have said, I'm signing a contract, and as of after WrestleMania, I'll be full-time. Okay. Well, then you lose your belt tonight, you win it back at WrestleMania or whatever it happens to be, and you're full-time. So that doesn't necessarily negate that. That's why I'm saying I don't really know. Kevin Owens has won nothing in a very long time other than the tag team title with Sammy. And Logan Paul has went through quite a few faces. Maybe they're saving him for Rey again. I don't know, but I think Rey's feud now is more with Santos. So I don't know who would be next for Logan Paul. I think it's more likely than not that Logan Paul keeps it, but I am not ruling out Kevin Owens, because we don't know when that contract officially takes place. Sometimes you sign your name on the dotted line, but it's not for today forward. It's, okay, starting as of this date, I'll make my schedule available. You're talking about Logan Paul now. This guy has a schedule 5 months ahead of time. So if you sign a contract today, you can't say, well, I'm not doing any of those things. I know I signed other contracts saying I would, but I'm not gonna. You know what I mean? So we don't know when this contract physically takes hold.
I don't know either, but that's the deal. We just don't know. I mean, if he's willing to sign that type of contract to say he's going to be here on a regular basis, then he's going to be here at some point on a regular basis, because they're going to need him, because he puts eyes on the thing. And we've said it before with Logan Paul. At some point, they're going to have to tie him down and ask him whether or not he wants to be here, you know?
No, I agree with that. But, for instance, if I sign a contract, which happened, to have my music distributed only through one source, and then the contract for, let's say, the first three projects I did run out, but not for the last three, and somebody says, we want to pick up your first three, I can sign a contract with them, but if they say we want all six, I say, well, I really can't. I'm obligated to this other place for X amount of time for the other three projects I've already signed. So they might say, okay, well, when does that run out? It runs out on such and such. Well, then we want you to sign a contract that says as of that date, we now have exclusive rights to those three projects. Do you want to do that? And if I say yes to that, okay, well, then that's it. But they don't get those other three until that date runs out. So if Logan Paul said, you want me full-time, you got me, but I have previous obligation, so I can't guarantee that until this date. then they may have done that. And if they do, then we don't know. We really don't know. And another thing, if we're not going to change titles here, Roman Reigns very seldom defends. Seth Rollins is going to be injured. You're going to need a full-time champion that keeps defending a belt. Because I'm hearing now that they're thinking Seth Rollins ain't making it. I'm hearing very strong rumors that they don't think Seth Rollins is making this. And if he does, it's going to be a really quick squash type thing. So take that for what it's worth. I don't know. I'll go with Logan Paul, but I think it could just as easily go to Kevin Owens, Todd.
I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to go with Owens here. Like you said, I think he's due for a singles championship run.
Well, he definitely is overdue for one. We'll see if he gets it. All right, so then let's go to there's not too many matches here, is there? So I guess we're just going to jump straight to the Women's Royal Rumble. The only people I know for sure that's in it, the only confirmed ones, I mean, you got to assume everybody's in it. But the only ones that have been super confirmed is Bayley, Nia Jax, Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair. I think Ivy Nile said she was in it, and Maxine Dupree said she was in it. And I don't know if any, I don't remember anybody else saying they were in it. But anyway, those are the only ones who could win it, irregardless. Certainly Charlotte Flair is not showing up. Naomi might show up. AJ Lee might show up. But even if they do, they're not winning it. We've already got to the point now where very clearly it's as though it's down to three people. It looks like it's down to Becky Lynch, Bayley, or Nia Jax. If it's Nia Jax, which I doubt, then prepare to have a face turn by Rhea Ripley. If it's Bayley, this is going to be very interesting because she's got to choose EO. It's not going to be Bayley against Rhea Ripley. It's just not. And for that reason, I'm going to go with Becky Lynch. I think Becky has done everything they ask her to do. She dropped matches to Rhea before. She's dropped matches to Nia Jax. She's dropped matches to a bunch of people. And she's even openly admitted, well, I don't even know if I'm as good as Rhea. And that usually means you're going to prove you are. When you have a WWE athlete say that, that usually means the payoff is, because you got to convince them to say it. Go out there and say, I'm not even sure I'm as good as Rhea Ripley. And you say, why would I say that? That hurts my career. Well, because the payoff is you're going to win and clearly prove you are. Oh, okay, then I'll go out and say it. So for that reason, I'm going to take Becky Lynch. I think she's going to dump Nia out probably and win this thing and go on to WrestleMania. It'll be Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley as far as I can see, Mike.
I think so, too. And furthermore, the whole what has Bayley been saying leading up to this? We're going to be the best, the strongest group. I'm going to go after the title. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. That tells me also that you've got a chance that the other four girls will, something will happen and they will cost Bayley.
Yep.
You know,
yeah,
they will cost Bayley.
You hit the nail on the head. One of them's going to throw her out. Absolutely correct. One of those members, it won't be EO because she's not in it, right? But it'll be Kairi Sane or Asuka or whatever. So one of them will throw her out. I have no doubt in my mind that this is the beginning of Bayley getting booted from the group. Now, some people are saying, is there any chance Sasha Banks makes it? No, I don't think so. From what I hear, that's AEW now is very, very close to signing her or did sign her. We'll see. She's not going to make an appearance. I will be shocked if she does. I will not be shocked if Naomi does. I won't be shocked at all. And I won't even be shocked if AJ Lee does, because that would make sense. The problem I see with AJ Lee is this. Everybody knows she's CM Punk's wife. And she's going to have to change her character. And unfortunately for AJ Lee, she doesn't play any character very well. She played that chaos-causing female better than anyone I have ever seen in my entire existence watching professional wrestling. You could have gave that part to girls, or women, I should say. You could have gave that part to women who many people would have considered more beautiful. You could have gave that part to Lana, wouldn't have worked. You could have gave that part to Carmella, wouldn't have worked. You could have gave that part to whoever you think is the most lovely diva in the world or wrestler in the world, and it would not have worked. AJ Lee had the perfect combination of looks, attitude, and body language that made that work. She was the exact person that you say, that's the girl that you're at the party with, and you're already engaged, and she still manages to somehow cause chaos, can't really resist her even though you're trying, and she's too persistent and she's too devious in her ways, and she's trouble. If you've been around a little bit, you know girls like the character AJ Lee was playing. And man, did she play that perfectly. It was a sensational character because for instance, you see Maxine Dupri, and she gets up on the ring apron and, you know, shakes around a little bit, and Ivar's like, oh, woman. That's not believable, even though she's beautiful. I'm sure, you know, there are guys who would look at her, but not like that. It was AJ Lee who was causing commotion backstage. She was like that weird psychopathic groupie that would not go away. And even when you tried to resist her, she still wouldn't allow you to resist her. It was almost like Fatal Attraction. It was really, really good. That character was fantastic. Character's dead. And I don't know if she could pull off anything else. So I don't know, Mike. You think AJ Lee shows up tonight? Or tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think she shows up. I think she shows up. I think there's also a chance that Lita might show up, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, I think AJ Lee shows up. I think Naomi definitely shows up, probably. And you're right about the character. Basically, that's the same character that Chelsea Green was playing in Impact.
Yeah, kind
of. And
they
both played that character extremely well. But again, the difference between Chelsea Green and AJ Lee is Chelsea Green. You can give Chelsea Green different characters, and
right. She
can play them, because this is what they're doing now with Chelsea Green is totally different than what they're doing with Impact did with her.
And AJ Lee played it even better than Chelsea Green, that character, because AJ Lee had that look in her eye of, I'm a psychopathic, stalkerish groupie, and I'm going to get what I want, or I'm going to cause issues. She did that better than anybody I ever saw in my life. And I've been around people like that. I've actually had experience with people like that. And that's how they act, and that's how they look, and that's what they do. She did it perfectly. One of the best jobs of playing a character I've ever seen. Because everything she did, I'd be like, yep, that's exactly correct. That makes 100% sense. That's how they sound. That's how they look. That's how they operate. And she was great at it. Then when she stopped that and she was trying to be this, I'm going to do this for the women, and it was no good. It didn't work, and she lost her popularity. You know why? Because every guy knew a girl like that. Every guy knew a girl is like, oh, my God. If my girlfriend even, knew I was within proximity of this girl, she'd kill me. And I'm not even really interested in her, but she won't leave me alone. And she's causing all kinds of trouble in my life, and she's nuts. Everybody knows one like that. And she played it great. So I don't know if she can play another character. Playing CM Punk's wife, that's not a great role. So I don't know. Anyway, let's get to Todd. What do you think? Who wins the Women's Royal Rumble?
I got to go with the man, Becky Lynch, to win it.
Yeah, so we're all kind of in agreement on that one. All right, let's go to the Undisputed Universal Heavyweight Championship. You know, a friend of mine and I were talking yesterday, and I said, would it be completely unbelievable or unrealistic to say maybe Roman doesn't win? Maybe he doesn't. Think about it. You could easily say Randy Orton won. He pinned LA Knight. Roman Reigns, because I wasn't even pinned, and I lose my goddamn title, and you know, you could put him in the Royal Rumble. Roman could come back in the Royal Rumble, be number 30, surprise, throw somebody out, and be like, I'm coming after Randy Orton at WrestleMania. Now, we all know it's supposed to be The Rock, but it's not impossible. If they decided The Rock can't do it, which by all means is realistic. He did 2 minutes with Jinder Mahal, he was completely out of breath. Panting and puffing like he just run a marathon. And he's going to go in there for 20 minutes with Roman. I don't know. If they decide, no, we're not going to do that. Or if he came in 29 and threw out somebody, and then The Rock was 30 and threw out Roman. And then if they just fight for the, you know, tribal necklace or whatever, then you would have Randy Orton versus somebody. And you would have Roman Reigns and The Rock anyway, and The Rock could legitimately win because there's no title to be had. The title is the hold up anyway with The Rock thing, because you say, well, The Rock's not going to win. He's not going to hold the title. Well, if he doesn't have the title on the line, The Rock could win. So it's not 100% beyond the realm of possibility that Roman doesn't win. Having said that, it's probably 99% chance that he does. I'm hoping that if he does, it's not at the expense of Randy Orton, because I still think Randy Orton and Roman Reigns is a money match. I don't think AJ Styles and Roman Reigns is anymore, and I'm not even sure LA Knight and Roman Reigns is anymore. But Randy Orton certainly is. So I don't think it'll be Randy Orton that gets pinned. I got a weird feeling it could be LA Knight. I think they're thinking his stock has fallen somewhat. AJ just came back. I don't know if they'll have him eat the loss, Mike. So I'm gonna say there is a chance that Randy Orton wins this. But either way, it'll probably be LA Knight who eats the pin.
Right. There is a chance that Randy Orton wins it. It'll be a somewhat of a longer match. And if Randy Orton is to win it after a tough match, there could be a pseudo try at a cash-in.
Yeah, I agree with you. This could be the beginning. I think it's, at some point, R-Truth is going to cost Damian Priest the cash-in. That's what I think is going to happen. They've been leading up to this. Damian Priest has been reluctant to get rid of R-Truth, and I think it's going to burn him in the end, and I think it's going to cost him his cash-in opportunity. Todd, who do you think wins this match? I think it's more likely Roman Reigns does, but I don't think it's impossible that Randy Orton does.
I'm going to go with LA Knight.
Wow. Wow. There's something out of the blue. Man, if that happens, we're all going to have to bow down to Todd because he's the only one who thinks that. Yeah, that's something. I do think that probably Roman takes it. I think he'll probably end up pinning LA Knight, but probably off an RKO or something. It's going to be something where Roman doesn't deserve the victory. But I still say it's not beyond the realm of possibility that they want Roman and The Rock at WrestleMania, but they want the title out of the way so that The Rock can technically win. Roman wants to take a long vacation anyway. So if that's his big final match at WrestleMania versus The Rock, and it's not for the title, he gets to go away afterwards, to take a long vacation afterwards. Doesn't have to worry about defending the belt anymore. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility. I think it's a long shot, but I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility. Okay, let's go to the Men's Royal Rumble. Again, we don't have every name that's in it, but here's who we do know was confirmed: Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, Shinsuke Nakamura, Bobby Lashley, Gunther, Chad Gable, Otis, and Akira Tozawa, all three of them were announced. Kofi Kingston, and Damian Priest said he's in the Rumble. So, I'm thinking that the WWE is really rethinking. There is no doubt in my mind that CM Punk was going to win this Royal Rumble and challenge Seth Rollins, and then this injury happened. And I'm still thinking the WWE is saying no go to this now. You don't want CM Punk facing a hurt Seth Rollins, because then CM Punk is going to look like an opportunistic heel, and there's no reason for it. Now Brock Lesnar is no longer in. I thought, well, he's going to be the one that eliminates Gunther, and that's who's going to go for the title at WrestleMania. Now Brock Lesnar's not going to be in it. You brought Gunther out there to mess with Seth Rollins for no reason at all. There was no program with Seth Rollins and the Imperium in any way, shape, nor form. And all of a sudden, Gunther comes out. Clear blue sky. So now I've hedged my bets. I think Cody Rhodes and CM Punk are going to be the WrestleMania match. I don't think Cody's getting his title shot. I don't think CM Punk is either. I think it's going to be Cody Rhodes versus CM Punk because they know each other well. They can probably put on a good match. And I think you're going to see Gunther win this. I think he's the one who ultimately is going to face Seth Rollins. I think if Seth Rollins can stumble out there and take three or four moves, I think that's all it's going to be. And that's going to solidify his, well, he never would have beat a healthy Seth Rollins. And then Seth can go away, rehab for 2 months, whatever he has to do, and when he comes back, you got your match. The only other possible winners, obviously Cody's a possible winner. Then he's going to obviously challenge Roman, but I don't think that's the case. Because I'm pretty sure The Rock is. CM Punk, I don't think he has a chance because I just don't see Rollins and him having a match if Rollins is injured. I think Drew McIntyre has a little bit of a chance only because of this. Drew McIntyre had not signed a contract. I think he has now. And maybe part of that contract was, I want to have a WrestleMania main event because I really didn't get a chance to when the world was all shut down because of COVID. I had to do it in front of TV screens, not legitimate fans, and I want to do it in front of fans. He's got a chance. He's got a chance. I don't think anybody else does other than The Rock. If The Rock comes in at number 30, and believe me, it would be number 30, then he'll win. And that's the way it is. So Cody's got a chance. If The Rock's in it, he's got a chance. I think Gunther has a very strong chance. I think Drew McIntyre has a little bit of a chance. And that's the only people I think really have any chance at all. So I'm going to go with Gunther. I got a feeling Gunther's winning this one.
I think so, too. But here's the deal. We don't know the order of the matches. All right? What if the four-way, Matt, what if the match with Roman Reigns starts out the show and So what if it starts out the show? Okay, so if it does start out the show and Roman Reigns loses, then Roman Reigns goes back into the Rumble later on.
Yes.
Then that gives you another possible winner.
Well, that's why I think, Mike, again, you hit the nail on the head. We think alike. This is why I'm saying that's a possibility. We know Roman's contract says I'm either the main event last or I'm first. So he's going to be first because the men's Royal Rumble is going to be last. So he's going to be first. If he loses, it makes the whole Royal Rumble unpredictable because now you're like, well, they're not facing Roman probably, or they could still pick Seth, but even if they don't pick Seth, this makes a whole new opportunity for people who, wouldn't normally pick Randy Orton, let's say, or wouldn't normally pick LA Knight, let's say. So now the Rumble is completely open where you really have no idea who's going to win. So that wouldn't be the world's worst idea, Mike.
Right, and that's the thing. And look, I mean, look, probably he wouldn't win it anyway because he still wants to take that break, but we probably don't want him to have the title for WrestleMania because it's going to be him versus The Rock. So, he'll end up, and hey, if this is the scenario, then The Rock could appear and end up throwing Roman Reigns out of the Rumble.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Imagine this. Roman Reigns loses to Randy Orton without being pinned. Randy Orton pins AJ Styles, let's say. Randy Orton's the champion. Paul Heyman is saying, this is just unfair. I've had it with these decisions. This is the worst decision in history, putting him in there. It's not fair. I'm going to pull my strings. I'm going to do something about this. And number 29 comes out, and it's Roman Reigns. And Roman Reigns throws everybody else out that's in there. And all of a sudden, here comes number 30, and you hear, if you smell, and here comes The Rock. And for a minute, they're going at it, and the fans are going berserk. And Roman Reigns tries to spear The Rock's ducks, and over the top rope goes Roman Reigns. The Rock's going to WrestleMania. He's going to fight the champion, but that's Randy Orton. Can't do that, right? So what do? You have The Rock say, I'm not interested in the title because I know I can't defend it. What I'm interested in is that necklace you got around your neck that makes you the tribal chief. So that's what I want. I want to cash in my Royal Rumble on that tribal necklace. Now you've got The Rock and Roman Reigns in a match at WrestleMania that's going to be big. You then can have Randy Orton against anybody you choose. And then you're probably going to have an injured Seth Rollins against anybody you choose. You got three big matches now instead of just the two. So that's not beyond the realm of possibility. That's what makes this Royal Rumble one of the best ones we've had. There's a lot of branches on the tree this year, and it could go any which way the wind blows. Now, likely the WWE is going to try to stick with the storyline, and it's either going to be Gunther or it's going to be Cody or The Rock. Could do it just exactly the way we said, Mike, and that would make them have three big matches at WrestleMania instead of just two.
Right, and with the fact that there are a number of possibles in this Royal Rumble and the female Royal Rumble that would get you excited, this could be a heck of a Royal Rumble on Saturday. Just the entire card. I mean, there are a number of matches that could steal the show, including the two Royal Rumble matches.
And once again, what happens if Damian Priest cashes in? He could cash in at some point during this card. There's a lot of stuff that could happen. This is going to be one of the better Rumbles, I'm telling you. Unless they blow it and they just do, pat stuff that we all know is going to happen. They could throw us some monkey wrenches in here. They've set this up very, very well. I will give them credit for that. They've set this up to a point where I'm not 100% sure. There's so many directions you can go, and all of them are pretty good directions. All right, CM Punk wins. Maybe Seth is well by then, and they know he's going to be well. You got CM Punk versus Seth. Good. Cody wins. Great. He's going to try to finish his story at WrestleMania Part 2 with Roman. Great. Gunther wins, and okay, Seth isn't so well, and Gunther's going to take advantage and pick the bones, make him a top heel, and later on he's going to have to deal with a healthy Seth Rollins. Great. The Rock wins, and it's The Rock against Roman for the title at WrestleMania. Great, except for the fact we know The Rock can't win. Drew McIntyre wins out of the clear blue sky because he's going to challenge Randy Orton at WrestleMania because it actually happens the way we said. And The Rock is going to go against Roman for the tribal necklace. Randy's going to go against Drew McIntyre. And Seth Rollins is going to get a challenge, or he's going to get stripped of the title, one of the two, and they're going to have some kind of a match for it. There's a lot of options here, a lot of them. It's hard for me to pick just one or what one is my favorite. The only thing that keeps sticking in my head is there was no reason to put Gunther in that ring with Seth Rollins last week at all if he wasn't going to win it, other than to just tease us that he might. But that's going a long way to tease us that he might. So that was a little hint to me, Todd, so I'm going with Gunther. Who are you going to win the Men's Royal Rumble, Todd?
I'm going to go with the General Gunther as well.
Okay, yeah, I think, you know, I said he had no chance because he's a champion, but something's up. I just don't know, Mike. That's my gut feeling, but again, I'm only about 25% sure of that. What's your thought?
You know what? I'm going to stick with, I'm going to say The Rock wins it. Rock's going to be in it. He's going to win it. And our scenario about him saying, look, I don't want the title, but I want that necklace. So The Rock.
That could very well, that's a good scenario. I'd love to see it. I do have one problem with that scenario, and that is number 30. Comes out and throws out viable people who've been here for a while. I'm afraid the fans are going to boo. I'm afraid of it. Because they might say, well, naturally, you handed it all to The Rock. He's done absolutely nothing. He's come here one time, and now because he's sitting on the board of TKO, he wins. And his daughter becomes the general manager of NXT. Jesus Christ, talk about nepotism. Oh, my God, that's what the fans are going to say, I'm telling you. They're going to say, well, The Rock gets his seat on the board, and all of a sudden his daughter gets this, and he gets the WrestleMania match. Holy mackerel. I'm afraid that he might get booed. And, man, that is not the reaction they want. Now, we don't know. If Brock Lesnar was told to stay home, clearly he was in the Royal Rumble. And clearly there was a point to him being in the Royal Rumble. He's not just going to come in there to get thrown over the top rope and never be seen again. He must have had a WrestleMania match planned. Now, whether that's off or on, I don't know. I don't know why Brock Lesnar would be in any trouble. Let's just say Vince McMahon told this girl to send Brock Lesnar pictures of herself doing horrible things. So, he didn't ask for it. He opens up his email and says, what's this? Oh, well, how about that? You think that big stars have never been sent nudies? I'm far from a big star. I got news for you. I've been sent nudies. A lot of them. And I never asked for any of them. So, how is that his fault? I don't see how that's his fault. I don't know why he's being punished. But whatever. So if he's not going to be in it, that could very well change some things. I didn't think he was going to win it. But I thought maybe that would not make Gunther win it because maybe he'd toss Gunther out. And that would be his match at WrestleMania, him and Gunther. With that not happening, I think it's all up in the air now. It's going to be an exciting Royal Rumble. I hope they do the numbers thing well. I hope they don't make it too contrived. Because here's what I don't want to see. I don't want to see number 24 is Cody Rhodes. Number 25, CM Punk. Oh, come on. If that's the case, I'm going to beat my head into the coffee table. Don't do that, please. Don't do it. Now, my gut feeling is CM Punk's going to get a very high number because I don't think he's staying in the ring a long period of time. The Rock, if he's in it, is definitely going to have to get a very high number, if not number 30. But, you take a look at CM Punk. He's standing right next to Cody Rhodes. Yeah, he's older than Cody Rhodes, but he looks like Cody Rhodes' dad. He's not that much older. He's just not. He's not old enough to be Cody Rhodes' dad. And it just doesn't look realistic that a guy who hasn't had one match on television, not one. Yeah, he's had a couple at house shows. not had one match on television. He's going to win the Royal Rumble? He's going to throw out how many guys? I ain't liking that. And I think fans will boo. CM Punk marks won't boo. They wouldn't boo if he was number one and threw out everybody the minute they walked in the ring. But the general audience will boo. I don't think the majority of WWE fans want to see CM Punk win this Rumble. I think everybody's heart is with Cody Rhodes. But that's good. If your heart is with Cody Rhodes and he doesn't win, his story just grows stronger that, oh, man, he has to overcome another obstacle to get to that title. Rest assured on one thing, folks. Cody Rhodes will be your heavyweight champion, one or the other. Either your Universal or whatever, but he will be the champion. Now, I'm thinking he might end up being the guy who defeats Gunther. Either for Gunther's current championship or if Gunther does happen to win at WrestleMania, he takes over the title until Seth is healed. I don't know. But I got this feeling that Cody Rhodes will be the big name in this company. He will be the top guy. He's earned it. He has everything that they need to, as a spokesman, as a representative, as whatever. He's got all of that. And I just don't see any way he's not going to eventually get to the top. But the WWE is smart, and they know that they want him to get to the top so bad. Stretch it out. Stretch it out. Make him wait. Make him wait. Because if you give Cody that title right away, then they're afraid, well, is he going to lose his popularity now? Because he's no longer striving. The fans are no longer behind him. When's he going to finish his story? When's he going to finish his story? Instead, they're like, okay, story finished. On to the next thing. So I think, Mike, they may stretch this out a little bit longer, knowing that's where a lot of his popularity comes from.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. And as far as I'll put it to you this way about CM Punk. CM Punk and AJ Styles are about the same age, right?
Mm-hmm.
But AJ Styles looks at least 10 years younger.
Yeah, he really does. And again, I am not doubting. I do not doubt CM Punk when he says he's straight edge. I do not doubt that. I do not think CM Punk does drugs. I believe CM Punk does not drink. I don't know. Some people just have genetics, right? Look at the guy from the Beach Boys, right? What's the guy's name from the Beach Boys? If you go back and watch, like, really old tapes of the Beach Boys before I was ever born, that guy still looks like an old man. There's a bunch of kids, and then there's, like, who's the old guy? Well, he was the same age. He was the exact same age as everybody else. Some people just look older. Doesn't mean that they're on drugs, or it doesn't mean that they're an alcoholic. That's it. That's their genes. I think CM Punk just has those genes where he looks older than he is. But the thing that bothers me, he can't help that. The thing that bothers me is there's things you could do to fix it. You could dye your beard. You could muscle up a little bit, get into some shape. See, as AJ Styles got a little bit older, what did he do? He said, I got to maintain this. Now, he muscled up. Yeah, he probably took some performance-enhancing stuff to do it. But he let his hair grow a little bit. Obviously, he's probably dying it. He's muscled up a bit. He makes himself appear younger. Now, it doesn't hurt that he's a cardio monster and he can still go an hour with somebody that's 22. But, you know, it is what it is, Mike. But you're right. He looks considerably younger than CM Punk.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. You could buy him and Cody Rhodes getting into a match and going 30 minutes, you know.
Absolutely.
Or you could buy him and, you know, and Randy Orton or any one of these guys who are known for being hell of wrestlers, you know, you could buy AJ Styles doing that. You just can't with CM Punk. And really, up until the last 6 or 7 years, you really couldn't you really couldn't say that because he was known for being able to do those long tight matches, especially before when he was in ROH and stuff, you know.
Well, now correct me if I'm wrong, but wait a minute, Randy Orton is older than CM Punk. AJ Styles is at the same age or older, and I believe LA Knight is older. So all three of them guys going against Roman Reigns is older than CM Punk, right?
No, I think CM Punk and AJ Styles is about the same age, and I think that Randy Orton is a little bit younger, and LA Knight is just a tad bit younger, you know.
Let me check quickly. CM Punk's age is 45. So I'm going to check quickly and see AJ Styles' age is 46. So AJ Styles is older than CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
And let me check on Randy Orton. And Randy Orton's age is 43, so he's younger than CM Punk. And last but not least, LA Knight. His age is 41. Okay. So all the guys are in their 40s. AJ is actually a year older, a year older. And the other ones are right up there, pretty close, Mike. You wouldn't know it, would you?
No, you wouldn't know. You look at the rest of those three guys, AJ Styles, LA Knight, and Randy Orton. You look at them and you could swear that those two guys, if you didn't know about Randy Orton's injury problems, you would swear that those other three guys were probably in their mid-30s, if not younger, you know. But
absolutely. But more importantly, they look, not only do they look it, they work like it. That's the thing. I've yet to see CM Punk work in WWE, but we will see what happens. Anyway, this should be a fantastic Rumble. We will be back here on Sunday to give you our thoughts about it. Thanks for listening, folks, and we will see you Sunday. Enjoy the Rumble.
You're listening to Wrestling Chat Radio.